Part of the project is being paid for through a natural resources damage assessment, which requires 7 paper companies to help restore the environment in northeastern Wisconsin. $6 million is being used to update the Wild Rose Hatchery in Washera County. The hatchery is more than 100 years old, and according to Supervisor Steve Pfeiffer, it's outdated.
The current Wild Rose Hatchery was laid out in the early 1900s, and we reuse our water more times than is recommended, and the fish can get sunburned. Over the weekend, we had a large amount of rain and a lot of silt washed into the ponds, and occasionally the fish get sick from that.
Wild Rose will get new buildings to house newly hatched fish and 4 new raceway pavilions where fish are kept until they're released. The hatchery raises most of the brown trout and salmon that are stocked into Lake Michigan. It also raises pike, sturgeon, and muskie. Rainbow trout will be added to the lineup when the project is done. Older Depression-era buildings will be preserved so visitors can see how fish used to be raised in captivity. No tax dollars are being used in the project. Besides the natural resources damage assessment money, the project will be paid for through Great Lake salmon stamps and money from fishing licenses. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.